You will hear five different women talking about the same wedding. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H who the speaker is speaking to. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look through part 3.
Speaker 1.
Well, it really was a pity you couldn't be there. Brian and Julie looked so wonderful and everything went off perfectly. The vicar gave a beautiful address and the reception was gorgeous. Everyone commented on the bridesmaids' dresses. They wore pale yellow, just like you wanted. Oh, and I almost forgot. Brian mentioned you in his speech. He said, Julia's got everything a wife could offer. But he still likes your cooking best. I think he meant it too. Of course, Dad was there with, but I don't suppose you want to hear about that.
Speaker 2.
Brian's not going to have an easy time of it. After all, Julia's not going to coddle him like that mother of his does. And it's a good thing too, if you ask me. It's about time he learnt to be useful around the house. 70 years of feminism doesn't seem to have done much for our family either. Still, when we get married, a few little things are going to change. There'll be no more nights out with the lads, not when I'm in charge. And I'll tell you another thing. If I were Julia, I'd be keeping a good eye on one of those bridesmaids too.
Speaker 3.
So you must have known Brian for quite some time now. Has he always been this handsome? No, don't tell me. I can imagine. Well, anyway, I met him a couple of years ago when they moved our unit up to head office, and he was already working there as an entertainment officer. You know, all the big firms have them these days. He organises surprise parties and hires entertainers and kissograms, and then comes round the office collecting money for them afterwards. But I suppose you know all this already.
Speaker 4.
Did you take all these pictures yourself? You are clever. And look, there's one of me. I don't remember you taking that one. Oh, and here's one of everybody outside the church. Your Auntie Julia would probably like a copy of that one. And so would your granny. Mind you, it's a pity it's got your granddad in with that Marjorie. Oh, could you be a darling and get some copies done? We could send them for Christmas. They always send you something nice.
Speaker 5.
It was really one of the best weddings I've ever been to. The service was short, the bride arrived on time, the groom was sober, the food was excellent, the speakers were funny. Not like my wedding at all. They really must have put so much thought into it and so much preparation, which must show that they're serious about each other because so many young people aren't these days. The only sad thing is that they live so far away. I mean, if you hadn't given me the Friday off, I simply wouldn't have been able to get there on time.
You will hear the piece again. Speaker 1.
Well, it really was a pity you couldn't be there. Brian and Julia looked so wonderful and everything went off perfectly. The vicar gave a beautiful address and the reception was gorgeous. Everyone commented on the bridesmaids' dresses. They wore pale yellow, just like you wanted. Oh, and I almost forgot. Brian mentioned you in his speech. He said, Julia's got everything a wife could offer, but he still likes your cooking best. I think he meant it too. Of course, Dad was there with... but I don't suppose you want to hear about that.
Speaker 2.
Brian's not going to have an easy time of it. After all, Julia's not going to coddle him like that mother of his does, and it's a good thing too, if you ask me. It's about time he learnt to be useful around the house. 70 years of feminism doesn't seem to have done much for our family either. Still, when we get married, a few little things are going to change. There'll be no more nights out with the lads, not when I'm in charge. And I'll tell you another thing. If I were Julia, I'd be keeping a good eye on one of those bridesmaids too.
Speaker 3.
So you must have known Brian for quite some time now. Has he always been this handsome? No, don't tell me, I can imagine. Well, anyway, I met him a couple of years ago when they moved our unit up to head office, and he was already working there as an entertainment officer. You know, all the big firms have them these days. He organises surprise parties and hires entertainers and kissograms, and then comes round the office collecting money for them afterwards. But I suppose you know all this already.
Speaker 4.
Did you take all these pictures yourself? You are clever. And look, there's one of me. I don't remember you taking that one. Oh, and here's one of everybody outside the church. Your Auntie Julia will probably like a copy of that one. And so would your granny. Mind you, it's a pity it's got your granddad in with that Marjorie. Oh, could you be a darling and get some copies done? We could send them for Christmas. They always send you something nice.
Speaker 5.
It was really one of the best weddings I've ever been to. The service was short, the bride arrived on time, the groom was sober, the food was excellent, the speakers were funny. Not like my wedding at all. They really must have put so much thought into it, and so much preparation, which must show that they're serious about each other, because so many young people aren't these days. The only sad thing is that they live so far away. I mean, if you hadn't given me the Friday off, I simply wouldn't have been able to get there on time.
That is the end of part 3.